Road kills. We see them all the time, lying on the pavement, sometimes surrounded by fresh gore, other times well cooked from a few days in the hot sun. These animals, who never made it to the other side, are part of a motorist's daily life. Usually we just see them, occasionally we cause them. Little creatures, such as butterflies and bees, die by the thousands every day, leaving but a splatter on the windshield to mark their passing. When frogs, snakes, squirrels and mice encounter revolving rubber, they instantly become grease spots upon the asphalt. And skunks, of course, are memorable whenever encountered. Larger mammals, such as deer, moose and bear, pose real threats to both your vehicle and your personal well-being. Smacking into a couple of 100 pounds of muscle mass at 90 kilometers per hour is very detrimental to all parties involved. There is no easy solution, no quick way to stop or lessen this impact of wildlife. In some areas, under highway tunnels or over highway bridges are being constructed for everything from turtles to deer, but in other areas there is only the installation of warning signs as to what species you are likely to hit. The biggest critter I recall hitting has been a groundhog. Mind you, there's been a few close calls, but as I spend much of my time looking for animals while driving, I can usually avoid the ones which are ignorant of traffic flow. Recently, knowing what to expect from an animal probably saved myself and a passenger from a bit of grievous harm. We were in a 4x4 pickup truck, traveling about 85 kilometers per hour along a two-lane highway. It was early afternoon and traffic was moderate. There was a car about 250 meters ahead of us, and a transport truck closing in about 100 meters from behind. Just ahead and to our right, we noticed a deer standing in a field, head up, ears and tail twitching. It was somewhat unusual to see a deer out in the open at midday, so her presence really caught our attention. But her agitated posturing began to make me nervous, so I took my foot off the gas pedal. Sure enough, over the fence she came, floating with ease above the taut metal strands. She hit the ditch running and started up the low embankment. Although I was braking by now, we were still not quite broadside to the deer. I was hoping that she would turn back or stop once she saw the traffic, but no, she was aiming for the space ahead of us, and her mind was set upon crossing the road. On the third bound, her feet touched the pavement right in front of our truck. I pressed hard on the brake pedal, and the deer disappeared. But where did she go? She went up, incredibly high up. With the split second she had to react, the doe leapt skyward, and the truck went under her. As she went over my head, I remember seeing her front legs tucked up tight, her body stretching and twisting like that of an Olympic pole vaulter. But as mighty a leap as it wasn't quite enough. Crack. Her rear hoof struck the top of the cab, just above the windshield. I lost all sight of her while trying to pull over and stop. I could only imagine what carnage was going on behind me, knowing how close the transport truck had been following. But it wasn't so. My passenger saw the deer land on the highway and continue running to a woodlot on the other side, tail up and bounding gracefully. An inspection of our truck showed that absolutely no damage had been done, not a dent or scratch anywhere. However, a few splattered drops consisting of gritty water and a speck of blood did confirm the collision that occurred. What to do now? If the doe was hurt, as we were sure she was, she might travel several kilometers before stopping. Deer are well known to travel far and fast despite a broken leg. Even if we did find her, then what? We had no firearm with us to dispatch her, and neither of us were about to wrestle a wounded deer into the back of a pickup truck, assuming we could even find her. And so, we left, realizing that, unfortunately, there was nothing we could do. Although the deer suffered from this collision, it could have been much worse. In fact, the alternatives are quite unsettling. I have seen a truck destroyed when it hit a deer, and there have been many reports of deer coming right through the windshield. But this time, knowing that deer will indeed cross roadways, even in heavy traffic, and by slowing down in anticipation of such a maneuver, we escaped unscathed. When driving this summer, keep your eyes scanning the roadsides. If you see an animal, assume that it is going to come out in front of you. Slow down, and be prepared to react.